Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Marandasyam Janangana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swaparandikam. I found something, frankly, I don't think it's all that funny, and you've probably heard it before, but it does fit with the topic. A prayer suitable for the workday. Dear Lord, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't complained. I haven't been grumpy, nasty, or selfish. I haven't been frustrated, angry, or impatient, and I'm really glad for that. But in a few moments, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed, and from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help. Thank you. Amen. Our topic today is you're not shortchanged. Have you ever thought, if I had more money, I'd be more fulfilled? If I had a bigger house, I'd be happy. If I had a better personality, if I had more talent, and if I knew the right people, I could accomplish something great. As long as you're feeling lacking, you're feeling you don't have enough, you were shortchanged, you'll tend to make excuses to settle where you are, not moving forward. How about a change of attitude? I'm equipped, empowered, anointed for this moment. I'm not lacking, shortchanged, inadequate, missing out, less than. I have everything I need for today. Our message tonight is that Krishna or God equipped you exactly for the season that you're in. You have the talent, the resources, the connections, and the experience that you need for right now. Doesn't mean that's all you're ever going to have. You need some more next month. You may need some more next year. And when that time comes, Krishna will send you more. If you keep Krishna first place, you won't lack any good thing in your life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you don't have something right now, don't agonize over it. Don't fight over it. Don't be discouraged. It means that you just didn't need it right now. I may not have as much as somebody else, but that's okay. I'm not competing with them. I'm competing with myself to become the best me that I can be. Now, take what you have and start making the most of it. Charu, all I have is this old car with 200,000 miles on it. I'm depressed. Have a new attitude and say, this old car is all I need right now. I'm going to show Krishna I appreciate it by taking good care of it. If I can take care of this old car, I'm showing God that I'm ready to take care of a brand new car. I'm passing the test. He has reserved for me what I need when I need it. Charu, all I have is one friend in the world. Turn it around. That one friend is all you need for this season. Don't sit around in self-pity. When you need more friends, Krishna will send you more friends. All I have is this low-level job. Tell yourself that's all I need right now. When it's my time to be promoted, nothing will stand against my God. In the meantime, I'm going to keep being my best right where I am. That's an empowering way to live. You're not making excuses. You're not feeling shortchanged. You're thinking better, and you're going to therefore live better. If I just had more money. Well, if you don't have it right now, it just means that you don't need it right now. In the 9th chapter, 22nd verse, Lord Krishna says, those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. The truth is that Krishna has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, the finances, the wisdom, the good breaks, and the protection that you need. It's in your future. As long as you keep honoring him, he'll give you what you need when you need it. Now, here's the real question. Will you trust him? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Will you keep a good attitude? Keep doing your best, even when it's taking longer than you expected and proving more difficult than you thought. If you'll be faithful right where you are now, knowing that you have exactly what you need for now, then in the future, Krishna is going to get you to where you need to be. At a young age, Rick Curry felt called to be a Jesuit priest. As he pursued holy orders, he was told that the priesthood was not open to him. The reason? He'd been born without a right hand and forearm, a handicapping condition that would render him incapable of elevating and breaking the communion bread during Mass. The Jesuits did welcome him as a monk, however. While studying for his PhD at New York University, Brother Curry was surprised to learn that several of his classmates were supplementing their incomes by acting in television commercials. And that was in the old days when you didn't have to be a superstar to act in commercials. An average Joe or Jane could get paid to brush their teeth on national television. Curry was living in New York City under a tremendous financial strain. After obtaining approval from his Jesuit superior, Curry scheduled an appointment to audition for a mouthwash commercial. He was very excited. He thought that he would be able to nail gargling mouthwash on TV. He arrived at the agency, all eager, beaverish, prepared to audition. He was greeted by a receptionist who burst out laughing at the man with the empty right sleeve. She was sure that her boyfriend had put Curry up to this as a joke on her. And when Curry assured her that he was a serious applicant, she replied, "Please leave. I couldn't possibly send you upstairs to audition. If I send you upstairs, I could lose my job." You can imagine. Curry felt deeply hurt and angry. Painful as it was, that moment of looking directly into the face of prejudice and rejection changed his life and set the direction for his future. He said, "Nothing at the time had prepared me for the rejection, but he bounced back from it 2 days later by deciding to found the National Theater Workshop for the Handicraft. It's been in existence for over 60 years now, and it's still going strong, transforming the lives of handicapped performers and audiences alike for the better part of a century." Brother Curry urges all people to celebrate their differences and to use your imagination to change the world. He said, "Artists have the gift of imagination, and imagination has no physical boundaries. Artists are like prophets, helping us to see what we had been looking at but had not noticed, or we might say, what we had overlooked." God or Krishna is no poor man. When you need more, he'll give you more. He's given us everything we need to be sitting here today. We have friends, family, shelter. We're going to have a beautiful feast here in a few moments' time. Our lives are already blessed. We've got homes to live in. We've got a beautiful temple right next door under construction. Krishna, God has given us everything that we need to get us to this point. Not more and not less. When we need more, he'll give us more. If you're ever lacking wisdom, favor, protection, finances, Krishna will give them to you. The moment that any of these things become insufficient, he'll dole out more. The moment that any lack starts to keep you from your destiny, the moment it stops Krishna's plan for your life, that's the moment that he's going to show up and intervene. And if it hasn't happened yet, don't get discouraged thinking that it's never going to work out. When you need it, it won't be a second too late. When you need a friend, when you need a good break, when you need an idea, it will show up. If Krishna gave us more than we needed, we'd never learn how to trust him. We'd never learn how to count on him. He's situated in our heart, closer than a brother. He knows what you need even before you know what you need. When we came to Utah in 1981, There was only a rundown radio station down there in Spanish Fork and 5.5 acres of sagebrush. No devotees, no supporters, no gathering places. For the first Festival of India that we had 33 Septembers ago, the guests sat on hay bales. Finally, in 1987, with the help of a couple of friends of mine, Madhua and Vatsal, we built that log cabin down there. It cost us $68,000. It served as our Sunday gathering place for 14 years, and it was perfect for the number of people that used to come in those days. It was warm, it was cozy, had a full-length basement where we would go in order to serve the Sunday feast. Everything that we needed was right there. In 1991, an additional 8.5 acres became available right adjacent to that. We had $12,000 in the bank when we started excavating a road up to the building site of the new 1.2 projected million-dollar building. We marched on steadily for 3 years. We never had much money in the bank. At the end of each month, when we needed $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 to pay the workers and keep the construction going on, it went on. We sold llamas, we got donations from the Indian communities, we did cookie sales all the way into California in the winter. Don't even ask me what all that we did. The temple steadily went on without any retardation. It wasn't particularly stressful because we always had just what we needed. We never had excess, but we had just enough. We learned from that experience that Krishna has you in the palm of his hand. He knows what you need, when you need it, and how to get it to you. If you don't have something right now, you didn't miss it or get shortchanged. Krishna didn't forget about you. If it hasn't happened yet, don't get discouraged. Don't think that it's never going to work out. The moment that you need a friend and a good break, it's going to show up. As long as you keep in first place by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you need it, the finances will come. The healing will come. The restoration will come. The vindication, all of that will find you. Don't get sour in the meantime just because things are not happening on your timetable. Have the attitude, when I need it, Krishna promises it won't be a second too early or a second too late. I wonder how many times Krishna's put a dream on the inside that we're going to rise higher, we're going to see our marriage restored, we're going to get our health back again, we're going to start that mission. We feel it strongly, but then we start looking at what we don't have, the way we were raised, the obstacles on our path, and before we know, we're talking ourselves out of it. I can't do anything great. I don't have the talent. My marriage is too far gone. The medical report is too bad. No one's interested in helping me. Problem is that you're looking with a limited perspective. We serve a supernatural God. He can take something that's ordinary, breathe on it, and turn into something extraordinary. You may have average talent, but when Krishna breathes on your life, you'll go further than people that have great talent. When Prabhupada, our spiritual master, came to America in 1965, he was already 70 years old. His youth was gone. His best health was gone. He had no money. He didn't know anyone in America. He was homeless. He had no place to stay, but he was bold. He was confident. Why? Inside of an ordinary metal traveling case, he had weapons of mass instruction. That's right. Outside, it looked like an ordinary dented and battered metal case. You see them stacked up 10 high on street corner shops everywhere in India. But inside, he had several copies of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The printing was crude. There were grammatical mistakes. The binding was not great. The cover wasn't glossy like bestsellers. But inside the Bhagavatam itself, we find these words written by the great sage Vyasadeva. That literature, which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Elsewhere it says, "This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision because of the dense darkness of this age of Kali will get light for this Purana." For the first time in the history of the Judeo-Christian Western world, the idea of God becomes clear, unambiguous, explicit. You don't have to speculate anymore. You don't have to search anymore. Everything about God becomes fully revealed for those who are sincere. Of course, if you don't want to, that's a different thing. Prabhupada said it's more difficult to wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep than it is to wake up someone who's actually asleep. This revelation reminds me of a story of a teacher in art class in elementary school. She asked all the kids to go around, draw what they liked. She came to one little girl and she said, "Honey, what are you drawing?" The girl said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." Teacher said, "Well, you can't do that. Nobody knows what God looks like." The little girl says, "They will in a minute." Don't underestimate what you have. It may look ordinary and insignificant. Compared to what you're facing, perhaps it seems utterly useless. But when Krishna breathes on your life, the odds dramatically change. You and Krishna are a majority. He can open doors that would have never opened in the natural. He can take you beyond where your talents and education say you should be. He can make a way even where you don't see a way. This is important. If you don't take anything else away this evening, take this away. It's not enough just to have faith in God. That's important, but you have to have faith in what God has given you. You're not lacking, you're not shortchanged, you're not at a disadvantage. The creator of the universe breathing on your life. That's the same breath that created millions and millions of universes out of nothing. He's breathing on your health, on your marriage, on your finances, on your mission. If you'll simply be confident in what Krishna has given you, he can take what looks like little and make it much. Scripture says, "Do not despise the day of small beginnings." In other words, don't look at what you have and say, "I can't do anything great. I don't have a lot of talent." Don't think a case of badly printed books is not good enough. I need a warehouse of beautifully published literatures. I've got this low-level job. I really want to be in management. This secondhand car with 200,000 miles on it, I'd really like to drive a new one off the lot. Oh, what use is a rundown old radio station and building? Bales of hay for seats. I need a brand new temple and 15 acres of land. Just be patient. It's on the way. What Krishna's given you now may seem small, but don't let that fool you. When you use what you have, Krishna will multiply it. You will see an explosion of his goodness. Churu, I believe I could do something great if I had more going for me. More talent, more friends, more money. Our encouragement tonight is to get rid of the "I don't have enough" mentality. Krishna controls the entire universe. That's the better thought that you need. He is saying to you today, look around you. Give me what you have. Don't make excuses. Don't sit on the sidelines of life feeling intimidated. Put your life, your goals, your dreams in my hands. Not into the hands of Allstate, but into the hands of Almighty. Krishna took one case of badly published books and multiplied them. Modern editions of Prabhupada's books have found their way all over the globe into millions and millions of homes on every continent and every language. According to a recent report of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, 500 million of Prabhupada's books have been distributed in 80 languages. They've changed tens of thousands of lives. Another example. Mary Bethune was born in South Carolina in 1875, the 15th of 17 children. Her parents were former slaves. Despite the odds, she went to college, straight A student. She'd always dreamed of teaching young children. When she graduated from college, she applied to be a missionary in Africa. For some reason, she was turned down. But instead of sitting around and thinking about how badly life was treating her, she had the attitude, I didn't get the position. I must not have needed it. If it was going to keep me from my destiny, God would never have allowed it. She decided to start her own school. She didn't have any money, no building, no supplies, no equipment. She used cardboard boxes for desks. Every day she would pick red berries, squeeze the juice out of them, that students could use it as ink for their pens. She said, I plunged into the job of creating something from nothing. Though I hadn't a penny, I considered cash money as the smallest of my resources. I had faith in a living God, faith in myself, and a desire to serve. A few years later, a local college noticed what was happening and asked her to join forces with them in what became known as the Bethune-Cookman College. In 1936, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed her as director of the Division of Negro Affairs and an advisor to his cabinet on black employment, education, and civil rights. She was the first woman to ever become a presidential advisor. What are we saying? What you have may seem small, but don't dismiss it. If you use what Krishna's given you, he will multiply it. He'll not only bring your dreams to pass, he will do more than you could ask or think. Well, true, I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have a lot of talent. I don't have a lot of money. Maybe not, but do you have some red berries? Do you have some cardboard boxes? Do you have a rundown old radio station? Do you have some bales of hay? Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. If you use what Krishna has given you, he will multiply it. He will multiply your talent, multiply your influence. Krishna is not into addition. Krishna is into multiplication. What you have today may seem small, but if you keep honoring God, it's not going to stay small. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're going to come into supernatural increase, good breaks, divine connections, and opportunities that you've never seen before. Now here's the key. It's okay that you may not have as much as a family member, a co-worker, or a friend. You're not running their race. You're running your race. If Krishna gave you what they have, it wouldn't help you because you're not anointed to be them. You're anointed to be you. Don't try to be like somebody else. Oh, I wish I had their talent. I wish I had their looks. I wish I had their personality. I wish I had their money. Hey, if you did, it wouldn't help you. It would hinder you. Why? It wasn't designed for you. You're unique, one of a kind. You're wearing a designer body, mind, and spirit. What you have may not be as much as somebody else, but if you'll run your race, walk in your shoes, use what God has given you, you'll go further than people with more talent and resources. You're custom made for your mission. You're not random. No, Krishna matched you for your world. He put in you exactly what you need to fulfill His plan for your life. My wife and I joined in Australia. Once, a number of devotees were on the street in downtown Melbourne selling books. We didn't know it right away, but there was a television camera crew doing live man-on-the-street interviews on diet and nutrition. There were a lot of experienced devotees out that day. Many had been on TV and had public speaking opportunities before. If they had been approached, they could have argued vegetarianism with convincing reason and arguments. But unknown to us, the TV camera randomly approached our very newest member who had only joined a couple of days before. He didn't have any experience, didn't know any of the arguments or counter-arguments. And they asked him why he's a vegetarian. He spontaneously blurted out, "In my new religion, if I even touch the body of a dead animal, I would have to immediately take a shower. I don't know what I'd have to do if I put one in my mouth." The ratings on that particular TV show went through the roof. For a couple of days, all over Melbourne, everybody was talking about the Sparky Hare Krishna. Attendance at the following Sunday's feast was 3 times the normal. You have to be confident in who Krishna made you to be. You're not too short, not too tall, too young, too old. You're the right height, you're the right age, you're the right nationality, you have the right personality. You've been custom made by the creator of millions of universes. Put your shoulders back and hold your head high. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You are not lacking. You are not shortchanged. You are not at a disadvantage. You have exactly what you need for where you are. Krishna has equipped you perfectly for the season that you're in. Get up every morning and remind yourself, I have the strength. I have the personality. I have the talents, knowledge, and resources I need for today. If you'll do that because your trust is in the Lord, you will never lack any good thing. Krishna is going to take the small and make it into much. He's going to multiply what you have, take you places that you've never dreamed possible in this life, and in the next life, He'll take you back to home, back to Godhead. Thanks so much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare
Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Let's just do it the other way to give them another moment. I say Hari, you say Krishna. Hari,
Krishna.
Hari,
Krishna.
I say Krishna, you say Krishna. Krishna,
Krishna.
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 I say Hari, you say Hari. Hari.
Hari.
Hari.
Hari.
I say Hari, you say Rama. Hari.
Rama.
Hari.
Rama.
I say Rama, you say Rama. Rama.
Rama.
Rama.
Rama.
I say Hari, you say Hari. Hari.
Hari.
Hari.
Hari.
Hari.